This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A weekly guest here is naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn, who's responsible for helping to bring black currants back to the U.S. market and, in fact, grows black currants on his current farm in the Hudson Valley, New York.
Hi, I'm Greg Quinn with this week's Notes from the Currant Farm. The currant farm is the home to an astonishing variety of mammals, amphibians, birds, insects, and dinosaurs. Well, while they're not really dinosaurs, they were around 70 million years before the dinosaur age. There are several species of turtles here, but the most impressive is the alligator snapping turtle. These giant reptiles with rows of spikes running down their shells and prehistoric-looking heads are the denizens of the farm pond. They can often live to over 100 years, and while the females can weigh in at 50 pounds, it's possible for a male to reach the weight of the occasional black bear we see here from time to time. 220 pounds is not unheard of. There are three known species of snapping turtles, with the third being added only a couple of years ago. The alligator snapping turtle is the largest river and pond turtle in North America. They spend most of their lives in water, except when the females leave the pond to trudge about 75 yards away to lay a clutch of 15 to 20 golf ball size eggs in the warmth of my huge compost piles. Snapping turtles have temperature-dependent sex determination. This means that the sex of the turtle depends on the temperature at which the egg was incubated. So the eggs I regularly find in the warm compost each summer will be females. This is a primitive feature that they've retained since before sex chromosomes and heritable sex evolved. The little quarter-sized turtles emerge about 2 months later and instinctively make a mad dash for the nearest water. Adults can stay submerged for 40 to 50 minutes before surfacing for air, and in the fall, as winter is approaching, they take one last gulp of air, head to the bottom of the pond, slow their heart rate to almost stop, and then don't breathe again until spring. Their natural diets consist primarily of fish, fish carcasses, mollusks, carrion, and amphibians. But they're also known to eat snakes, crayfish, worms, young ducklings, other turtles, and occasionally larger mammals such as possum and raccoons and rodents that go for a swim. The alligator snapping turtle employs what is called in nature aggressive mimicry. They have a bright red, worm-shaped piece of flesh on their tongue, called a vermiform. The turtle will rest completely still in the bottom of the pond, jaws wide open, with the worm-like appendage seductively moving. Curious fish and frogs will move in, hoping to grab a quick meal, and with lightning speed, snap, they become the meal. Due to many hunting and fishing habitat loss problems, the population of the alligator snapping turtle has been in steep decline for many decades. The snapping turtle was the most common ingredient in turtle soup. And for some reason, turtle soup was traditionally served to politicians at political dinners. And up into the 60s, one of the more popular Campbell soups was turtle soup, made from these prehistoric giants. Today, they are listed as endangered in several states where they're protected by law. The alligator snapping turtles have relatively large heads, which help them to generate tremendous biting force, thanks to that high muscle mass around their head. They have the strongest bite of any animal without teeth. They're usually only aggressive when out of water, where they're exposed and defensive. But even then, they are typically not prone to biting without provocation. However, their powerful jaws can easily amputate human fingers, which is reason enough to stay clear when you see them on land. If you encounter one on your property or crossing a road and want to help them out of harm's way, the safest and most effective method is to use a long, broomstick-sized branch, place it in front of the turtle, and when she clamps down on it, you can usually gently drag her to safety. And remember, always move them in the direction they were heading. For a podcast of this and previous notes from the Currant Farm, and to learn why currants are the forbidden fruit, go to currants.com. That's currants with an A.
And with our naturalist and farmer, Greg Quinn, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Oh, America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Imagine being on the receiving end of one of these two statements. First, you perform below expectations on this project.
Or second, expectations weren't met on this project.
The second one doesn't make you defensive because it uses the passive voice, focusing on the project rather than the person. Most people do the opposite.
With the passive voice, you can offer criticism without sounding critical. They don't feel backed into a corner. They feel like you're on their side. You're not fixing the blame. You're trying to fix the problem with their help.
So when discussing anything negative, use your passive voice. Then you'll have a conversation instead of a confrontation. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The main.
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Consumers compete for status. What buyers of goods are really seeking is identity. Bikers are rewarded with far more than a path to individuality. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The main.
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Corporations selling anything from tie-dye hippie-style t-shirts to 90s grunge long-sleeve plaids and even motorcycles are part of America's capitalistic system. We want to individualize, to find something real. Unlike your regular run-of-the-mill fad gone in a few years, two wheels and an engine is the pump of life in the here and now and has been going on for well over 100. The one true object of rebellious consumption is the motorcycle and the bikers who continue to ride.
Passport to the